5:49 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are delighted to welcome to our microphones a good friend, the administrator, the head of Thales Academy Franklin, Rachel Bradley. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Mike.
It is a delight to have you on our program here. We have known each other now for about 3 years. You first came here. You were an experienced teacher.
Correct.
In Thales Academy. When it got started in North Carolina.
Yes.
And you were there. Right now, there are about 9 schools in North Carolina.
Oh, we're upwards of 13, Mike.
13.
And more underway.
Growing like crazy.
Growing by leaps and bounds.
And we went out, a couple of friends and I went out and visited with Bob Luddy in North Carolina. I believe it would have been March of 2019, and spent a day there. And the upshot of that is, he said, "Hey, Bob, you need to have one of these great schools, high-quality, affordable school here in Nashville." And we persuaded him and you to come out here for a little visit in July of 2019. I remember that very well.
I do, too.
You came out here, and you gave a great presentation. And I went over to Bob Luddy and I said, can we get her to come out here and help us out? And at that time, I thought, oh, yeah, that seems like a little bit of a long shot. But it turns out you kind of had a desire to move to Nashville.
Well, who wouldn't want to live in Nashville? It's a great place to be, you know. And then when I found out our campus would be in Franklin, that sealed the deal.
Sealed the deal. So, and what happened then is, so you came here. We had a very good informational meeting in July of 2019. It was actually in an area of South Nashville where we held the meeting. A nice church there allowed us to use their facilities. We were thinking at the time, where is this going to be located? Where is it going to be located? And then they picked Franklin, which turned out to be the perfect location. You're very close to the intersection of 96 and 65, just off Carruthers, almost right across from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
That's right.
Almost right across from them.
Our location is much more pleasant than the DMV. And, you know, it's such a great location. We have families who drive from Nolensville, Spring Hill, Columbia, Nashville.
All around.
You know, that I think that speaks to what a great option we are for families.
And what's interesting about this is several things about Thales Academy are different. First, you use a methodology. Right now, you're pre-K through 5 this year, right?
Okay. Correct.
And you have, 300 students?
200 this year, we have about 211.
211.
We'll have about 320 next year.
And so next academic year begins in July. You'll be pre-K through 6 then, is that right?
We will.
Wow.
Sixth grade is exciting. And that is the grade level where we are still have space available.
There's still space
there. So if you need an alternative to public middle school, which can be a scary place for parents.
Can be, yeah.
And you want a small, safe community environment, then we're the place for you.
ThalesAcademy.com, right?
Dot org.
Thank you for that correction. She always corrects me because she's such a good teacher, right?
Yes.
ThalesAcademy.org. Go there and then just click on Franklin. You can learn all the details. Now, what's interesting about this, Rachel Bradley, administrator of Thales Academy Franklin, is it's a year-round school, but you have like 3 or 4 week vacations throughout. Parents seem to like that a lot, don't they?
Parents do like it a lot, and teachers love it, and students love it. I can't say enough about our calendar. I did have the experience of teaching in a traditional public school for 6 years, and I would never want to go back to that schedule. You know, this year-round schedule, I tell everyone it's still 185 school days, but rather than a long summer, we split that time up. So we have 4 quarters. Each quarter is 9 weeks with a 3-week break in between.
Now, until I learned about how you use this year-round calendar with the big 3-week breaks, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times a year, I wasn't convinced. As a kid growing up public school, I love summers.
Right.
But I found something very interesting that you told me about learning retention.
Yes.
And that's critical.
Critical.
Tell us about that.
Well, we don't have, you know, the long summer melt where we're starting over every school year.
Mm-hmm.
So if we, I tell, you know, I've said this many times, if we teach lesson 45 in math on Friday before our 3-week fall break, when we come back in Monday, quarter two, we start on lesson 46. So there's no downtime.
If you have a 2.5 month summer break, or sometimes 3 months summer break.
Right.
If you go back and you end lesson 45 on the last day of May, and then when you come back mid-August, you got to go back to, what, lesson 35 or something like that? Or lesson, you got to go back a bit, recap.
You're just starting over every year.
Right.
And, you know, the kids have to get reacclimated, and you spend weeks on relearning routines and procedures and how to be in a classroom again.
Yeah.
So you're kind of starting from scratch.
And the other thing that's fascinating about Thales Academy is this. Here in the Metro Nashville area, if you want to go to a private school, the tuition prices will range from, you know, they'll range all the way up to $25,000-$30,000 a year.
Right.
Right, for private schools. But your tuition is how much?
It will be $5,500 in Franklin next year.
A lot of people listening have just dropped their coffee. $5,500 for a full year of a high quality, affordable education. That's amazing. We'll talk a little bit more about how you accomplish that, but let's talk about the parents as they look at this. A lot of parents send their kids to public schools because it's, quote, free.
Right.
Parents, a lot of your parents make a significant sacrifice to come up with that $5,500. What does that mean when they make that sacrifice?
I think you can't make a more important investment for your family than your child's education. And, you know, it's honestly, it's a steal, Mike, because I think most families are paying twice that for preschool.
Mm-hmm.
So daycare/preschool for the first 4 years of their child's life.
Yeah, and parents listening know that to be true. And
right.
The other part of this is, when I talked to Bob Luddy, the founder of Thales Academy, a great guy, he says, look, you know, if a family is committed, you can rearrange your budgeting so that you can come up, most families can come up with $5,500 a year. But in addition to that, there are scholarships available.
Correct.
If you really want to do it, you can. We'll be back with our good friend Rachel Bradley, administrator of Thales Academy Franklin, after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.